I think of who I am, and I think of Cedar. That's who I am. And it's been like a gift.
Karen Reed is a weaver and a member of the Puyallup and Chinook tribes. She has been harvesting cedar from trees and making baskets for 35 years. For the natives of the Northwest, cedar was the mainstay of their material culture. They used it to make their canoes, houses, clothes, and tools. Cedar continues to have many uses today.
There's a rough outer bark, and then there's an inner bark, and then the hard part of the wood. And you go to where the wood is, and you put your fingers underneath and you pull, and then you take the rough outer part off, and it leaves this very beautiful pink yellow when it's right off the tree, very beautiful color. And you clean it all and roll it up for future use. Most things that you make with cedar, you make after you store it for 4 to 6 months. One of the most important teachings that we have, when we bark a tree, we only take, say, a 4-inch strip off of one tree. That tree will then heal itself and grow new bark within a couple of years. And within 10 years, you'll see that it was stripped, but the bark will be exactly the same as the whole tree. I've used the cedar roots to make the open weave clam basket or beach basket with a handle. And those were made like that because after you filled the basket with clams, you would take and put it in the salt water and this clam would spit out all the sand. And we were in a restaurant the other day and the clams were all sandy and someone said, ugh, you know, and I was thinking about my clam basket. And I've also made cedar clothing, which requires pounded cedar. I pounded for 5.5 days to make one vest. I've also made cedar hats. I love to make miniature baskets, and that speaks to our belief, don't ever waste anything. So I make all kinds of baskets. Cedar is a teacher to us. It teaches us patience. But it also gives you a great sense of accomplishment. Because as I finish my work and I look at it, I say to myself, that used to be bark on a tree and grass that was growing in the mud. And look what you did with it. There's just so much about the cedar tree that is entwined with your heart and your beliefs.
To hear Karen Reed tell a story about cedar, continue to the next track.